WKJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, it's tough to win a game when you see the other team score the first 16 points, and Exira EHK found that out the hard way in the Class 1A State Tournament semifinals Thursday in a 68-57 loss to Springville that we had for you here on KJAN.
And I'd said it earlier, just to find our rhythm. A lot of standing around. There wasn't a lot of movement. It's one of the things I said to him at halftime. We're just not moving. And we weren't. There wasn't no movement with the ball. We would catch it, put it above the heads, and shots weren't going in, which was obvious. And, but like I said, for them to battle back being down 21, I think it says a lot of what they can do. So proud of them anyway.
Yeah, they're actually only down as many as 19, but it seemed like more than that at times. That's Spartan head coach Tom Peterson, who saw his team fall behind by as many as 19 points. But they did keep battling, and they twice got within 4 points in the second half.
When you come out and you're down 16-2, it's pretty hard to come back. I think we did a good job. We cut it to 5, I think, or 3, or whatever it was. But when you come out and you're down by 14 in the first quarter, it's pretty hard to come back. But we fought until the end, and that's what matters, I guess.
That's Spartan senior Rachel Smith, who was held to 10 points by the aggressive Oriole defense. Sophia Peppers led Exira EHK with 18 points and 10 rebounds. Maggie Rasmussen had 11 points and 10 boards, while Mara Burmeister hit some big three-pointers and finished with 14 points.
They were quick. They saw the girl that was open. We were out of place a lot of times and just couldn't recover in time for us to shut them down. But they had great ball movement, quick hands, quick feet. They were a good defensive team.
Well, the Spartan season ends with a record of 25-1, and Coach Peterson will lose two pretty good seniors from this young squad.
You're talking about a girl that started every game in high school in Rachel Smith, and I can't say enough about her. You guys have had a chance to see her play a lot. She's a complete leader all the way through. I can't say enough about her and how we're going to miss her, because she's the leader of on the floor. She's a leader in softball, and Kennedy's the same way. It's two girls that have come together, once our schools did, for 4 straight years. Kennedy Mattson, I'd said this before, started 50-some games in a row. And for her to take a backup role this year, that says a lot about her character and the type of girl she is. I'm going to miss them to death. We're young, but you don't ever know. You have no idea if you're going to get back down here. That's what I said to them. I said, there's hundreds of thousands of girls that never get to experience the Iowa Girls State Tournament and be part of the Iowa girl, because it is special.
Well, Springville, led by 23 points from Sarah Mattis and 19 points by Riley Menster, moves on to face Newell Fonda Friday night for the Class 1A state championship. In other action yesterday in the 2A semifinals, North Lynn beat Western Christian in overtime 73-70. Unity Christian beat South Central Calhoun 58-47. In the 3A semis, Nevada beat Mediapolis 52-45, and Pocahontas Area beat Crestwood 58-43. In the Class 4A semifinals, Western Dubuque beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 47-38, and Harlan, a handful with its strong inside game. Cyclones were also hitting from the perimeter, and they were about impossible last night to stop as the top-ranked Cyclones clicked in both of those areas, beating number 4 Carlisle 69-43, a victory that returned the defending champs back to the 4A title game. Taylor Frederick and Jess Shaven dominated on the interior, and Taylor Wagner knocked down 5 of Harlan's 7 three-point shots to put their team in position to win a second consecutive championship. It was the 51st straight victory for the Cyclones, whose last loss came to Cedar Rapids Xavier in the 2013 championship game. Carlisle gave Harlan all it could handle in a 45-42 semifinal loss last year, but the Wildcats just couldn't keep up with the Cyclones in this one. Frederick, a 6'1 junior, made 11 of 13 shots on a variety of moves around the basket and had 25 points, 21 of those in the second half. She scored 20 of Harlan's first 23 points in the second half, including 14 straight in one stretch. Shaben scored 7 points and grabbed 14 rebounds, leading Harlan to a 43-19 edge on the boards. The 6'1 Iowa State volleyball recruit also blocked 3 shots. Wagner hit all 5 of her 3-point shots in the first half to finish with 15 points. 4 of those came during a 20-5 burst that broke a 6-all tie and lifted Harlan into a 26-11 lead. Back-to-back threes by Wagner and Kayla Evers just before halftime made it 36-20. Carlisle was never able to threaten in the second half as Harlan wins it 69-43. Now, today's schedule looks like this. The 5A semifinals will start the day at noon with West Des Moines Valley facing Iowa City West. Then Dowling Catholic will play Waukee. And then the 5 championship games will begin tonight. Newell Fonda playing Springville in the 1A title game. Unity Christian faces North Lynn in the 2A championship game. Saturday starts at 4 o'clock with a 3A title game, Nevada versus Pocahontas Area. The 4A championship game, Harlan versus Western Western Dubuque is Saturday night at 6, and then the 5A title game will close out the week of action. Well, Tremeek Sutherland hit two free throws with 2 seconds left in overtime on Thursday, and 10th-seeded Bradley beat 7th-seeded Drake 52-50 to advance to a second-round matchup against number 2-ranked UNI today at the Missouri Valley Conference Men's Basketball Tournament. Austin Barnes scored 13 points, including a three-pointer, with 1:11 left in overtime to give Bradley a 50-47 lead. Drake's Trevor Berkeley tied it at 50 with a free throw, and then Gary Ricks Jr. found Sutherland on the next possession. Nate Wells added 10 for the Braves, who led 21-17 at halftime. Warren Jones hit a three-pointer with a minute 32 left in regulation to tie it at 43 and send the game into the overtime. Jacob Envall Jensen scored a career-high 24 points, grabbed 10 rebounds, and made all 14 of his free-throw attempts for Drake. Ricks added 10 points, and Carl Madison had 6 assists as the Bulldogs finished 9-22 on the season. Well, 5th-ranked Arizona, number 6 Wisconsin have wrapped up the regular season conference championships. The Wildcats are Pac-12 champs after Brandon Ashley matched his career high with 21 points in a 99-60 pounding of California. Frank Kaminsky had 25 points on 10 of 15 shooting as the Badgers beat Minnesota 76-63 to claim the Big Ten title. Also in top 25 play, number 13 Utah knocked off Washington State 67-59. And also Bobby Portis scored 24 points and had 8 rebounds to help number 18 Arkansas squeeze past South Carolina 78-74. Northern Iowa's Ben Jacobson has been named Missouri Valley Conference Coach of the Year for the third time in 7 seasons. Jacobson received 26 of 47 first-place votes from conference coaches, media, and sports information directors. Wichita State's Greg Marshall, who won the previous 3 seasons, finished 2nd, and Greg Lansing of Indiana State was 3rd. The 11th-ranked Panthers had a school-record 16-game winning streak this season. They're 2nd seed in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament this week. They've had 6 consecutive 20-win seasons under Jacobson, who became the school's career wins leader in the opener. Jacobson also won in 2009 and 2010, and he and Marshall are among 4 coaches who have won 3 times. Maury John of Drake won the award 4 times. And the Iowa Hawkeyes will close out their regular season at home Saturday against Northwestern. It'll be senior day and the final home game for Aaron White, who has been a big part of the program's resurgence under Fran McCaffrey.
You know, I can't thank him enough for his contributions. And, you know, I'm thrilled that, you know, his career went the way it did for him. Because, you know, he came in here, he didn't know what it was going to be like either. He just wanted a chance to play in the Big Ten, and we gave it to him. And he took full advantage of it.
Iowa's won 5 straight, and if the Hawkeyes are the Big Ten's hottest team, Northwestern isn't too far behind.
You know, I think some of his young guys are starting to come around. I mean, he likes them. They're good players. And as you know, I mean, they've been around a while. You know, as the season goes on, they're no longer freshmen. You know, they've been through it. And you're seeing those guys make plays. And they've had a chance to play.
McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes need to keep the same mindset that's gotten them to an 11-6 record in the league race.
I mean, this is a long season, and we got a lot of playing left. But I keep going back, and you've heard me say, I mean, this team's been working out since June. It's a long time. And you just cannot obsess about a big win or a tough loss. You can't.
We'll have that game for you tomorrow here on the radio. Pre-game is early, 10 o'clock in the morning. Tip time set for 11 o'clock from Carver Hawkeye Arena. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.